Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Somebody, I just want to leave my name. Now I know that nothing is forever, and no one leaves as perfect as they came, and none of us leave as perfect as we came.
Do all of you hail from northern Kentucky?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cincinnati, Kentucky. Parts unknown.
Okay, yeah.
You are not allowed to know much about.
Arlo is pointing to Tyler right now, who is the only.
Oh, he's okay. You can know where he's from. Sylvia's my name.
Oh, Sylvia is the one who's from.
He reps Kentucky all day.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're pointing back to Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, since you're on now, since Arlo has segged into you, tell us about you.
I grew up out west, and that's more of an influence on my music than the south. I was born in Washington State, and I grew up in Utah as an infidel among the chosen. And I've lived in Alaska and Oregon and Canada and a couple other places I probably forgot, California. I love playing music.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how it is that you happen to have lived in so many different places? What have you been doing in so many different states?
I'm just that kind of person. If you're that kind of person, you know what I'm
Sylvia.
Talking about.
Oh, Sylvia. That's not true. All right.
She's the first chair violinist. She's played behind Ben Folds and many common, I believe, acts who've come through Cincinnati. She's there for us. So we are all as a band extremely lucky to have her with us.
You want it, I can feel it. Got a bag of pills I've been dealing. I can take you drinking. Don't tell me about a love thing. Get high and talk until morning. Then you can catch me sleeping. And oh,
tonight.
it's so easy to die. Life, I don't want it. It's so easy to die. Life, I don't want it. It's so easy to die.
There's a lot of thanks in here. We're thanking you.
Well, we're thanking you, so thank you.
It's Thanksgiving.
It is, folks. Isn't it?
It's.
You know, I celebrated a Canadian Thanksgiving for the first time this past year in Dingus, West Virginia. Shout out to W.B. Walker, right? Yes.
And how is it that in Dingus they happen to be celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving?
Blake Berglund was there, and he's Canadian, so we had to. He's my bud, though. He's good stuff.
To make him feel at home?
Yeah, we did our best.
Nice.
But the Dingus Tunnel is no joke.
Where do we have to go to find that?
Dingus, West Virginia.
Well, yeah. I'm going to talk to Zach in just a minute, Arlo, but I wondered if you might be able to just say something on behalf of those who do not have a mic in front of them on stage and therefore do not maybe have their own voice.
Aaron, back here, everyone go for Aaron. That's Aaron Fidel. He is another guy that I just enjoyed his playing in Cincinnati. He plays for like 5 to 15 bands in Cincinnati, so I'm slowly stealing him.
Good.
Which is working, but it works out. We call him Olaf sometimes, so feel free to go with that, and he doesn't mind. He's a good drummer. He's a good guy to have. He's an awesome friend. He's helped me out in some jams. But yeah, I picked him up just from needing someone that was committed to it. Drums have always been our situation, kind of. And then I'll get back to you, though. And
get,
this is my little brother. This is my
too.
Little brother, Tyler Lockard McKinley, who's 3 years younger than me. And he doesn't say much, but you should clap for him. He's been with me since the very beginning. When I started writing these songs, I was just going to possibly make a record, maybe. But I didn't even know what to do. And then I talked to him and showed him some of the songs. And he had been in some other bands that I enjoyed. And he's like, we should really give it a go. So that was that was this guy. Sylvia's already talked. You're about to talk to Zach. Dave, I'll do another chapter on Dave.
Dave, just another something about Dave.
Dave's my right-hand man, the closest thing. He keeps me sane, really. In many ways, I could say he saved my life, really. In many ways, on getting me on a good path. Since the last time I saw you, some stuff went down, so life's been weird. But
it is weird.
We hooked up at a weird time in both of our lives, and it worked out. So I think that's why it's working out.
That is a great thing. And just love the sound of the duet.
Yeah, and it gives us another option to do that. We've been doing that almost more than we do full band, just because it's kind of easy for him and I to go. And it's something way beyond music for him and I. It is for all of us, I believe, but him and I sort of can't tell, but he's talking to me during the whole thing. I know it. Like, I can hear him. He's saying things to me.
Yeah. I do hear that.
Yeah, okay, good, because I hear it, and sometimes it throws me off. But I'll hear it. He's like, get it. Or like, and they both do. Aaron really brought that. This whole band is the best band that I've had by far behind me.
Yeah.
So please give it up to them. And it really...
it seems like everybody is locked into the lonesomeness.
On the first record, it's whatever. Those are just some singer-songwriter songs. On this new one, the lonesome sound is really there. No one's trying to outdo anyone or anything like that. And everyone works as a... Mixing this record was really fun because it was just getting to put everyone at the same level. Sylvia has a whale swimming through the whole thing. It kind of goes in and out with the Vi Electra. which works well. And is that had good pieces already to the band, but it's good to be playing a show and I can look back at Aaron and he has a big smile on his face.
See, yeah.
That's whatever. We kind of just block everything else out.
That's the real thing. Yeah, that's
it is,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can play in front of these people. They're our friends. And if we don't do so well, we're still going to have a good time afterwards. And they're going to say, good job. And I'm going to say, I did my best. We all know each other. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Future's so bright, I've got to wear shades.
Yeah, right. Well, you have to throw those back on. Yeah, it's your cue to throw them back on. Yeah.
When me and Dave first started playing music together, he was like, I have a song, I think. Or he said he had a song he wanted to play for me, and I just won't go into it too much, but I was moved by it, and I added just a little verse, but this is Dave's song for the most part of it. I wrote a little bit to it. It's called A Song Is Born. So thanks for listening. Dies and songs don't come so easy, and the rivers dry from salt upon their land. You see the crow fly, the eagle falls from her throne. Yeah, lovers scorn, finally the song is born. When the mountain are stripped from sea to sea, and this whole world seems flipped and turned around. When a soldier trips and gets lost inside his own landmine, yeah, the world will mourn, but finally these songs are born. Loses everything she believes in, and a drunkard chooses drink over family. If a father uses fear for something righteous, good God, then the world is mourned. Finally, the song is born. When I realize that love only my heart is torn, finally these songs were born. Lover scorn, finally our song is born. We'll be back.
What he's going to do, he knows what you're going to do. And
yeah, I can predict what he's going to do. You know, he's one of the best singers in town. You know, I just throw up and serve the song, you know.
You're a good singer.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And I would just add to this story, I didn't know Zach, and I saw him playing with a friend of mine in a different band, And Tyler and I just happened to be at the bar, and I said we're gonna steal that guitar player, and we 100% did. And then I gave him a cassette tape.
It was the most wonderful cassette tape. I had to go to Walmart and buy a cassette player to learn these.
And it was the first album. I said learn these songs, and then 2 weeks later we recorded it in a day.
Cassette. So. What year was that?
That was 2014.
Yeah, 2014. I got a great cassette.
I could have died.
I forget you guys are in Cincinnati.
We don't have computers up there.
Well, it was two sides. Or email.
I remember the first time we met. Yes. And it was because we talked about teaching, and I'm a teacher and you're a teacher.
You got it.
And you teach the kids that everyone in this audience will agree that it is the greatest age to teach.
Well, what some
age
will say that, but it's the middle school kids.
Do you all agree? Tell me what you like in particular about teaching middle school.
Teaching middle school, it's just like a performance, you know. You make it fun for the kids, you know. It's hard to learn these days, and you know, and just show up and teach them the fun stuff about social studies.
Yeah.
Know, history has a lot of stories, and so I'm just a storyteller.
Yeah, do you have any connections with young middle schoolers who like music?
I don't know. I play with some of the finest musicians in town, and I get to be creative on a weekly basis. And so taking young kids and showing them that they don't have to give up the creativity. Like, there's certain ways you can find it, whether you draw, paint, read, play Fortnite, it doesn't matter.
Mm,
you know, just
play
something
Fortnite.
That they can get involved in and do something that's they can be passionate about and be a little creative with. But as far as school, I kind of keep it separate. Very few of them actually know I'm a
really
weekend warrior as a musician. Yeah, because, you know, they love Facebook and they try to find it.
There is that.
Absolutely.
He's on teacher vacation. And the other day he's like, teacher vacation begins. And he's on his porch just chilling. He's like, I'm just having a drink.
Yeah.
6 minutes later, shirt's off. Like, teacher vacation is really starting now.
The you very much.
We would like to thank Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound for being with us this evening. Hasn't it been fantastic? Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. We thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live. And by the way, we've had a lot of viewers this evening on Facebook Live. So I think we've possibly set another record here tonight. And all of those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
More thanks to the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. For supporting Arlo and the Lonesome Sound, Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who wants to hear one more song from Arlo McKinley and the rest of the Let's give it up for Arlo McKinley.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Arlo, David, Zach, Tyler, Sylvia, and Aaron, Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.